Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up? What's going on?
Happy Monday!
This has, like, been a Monday where I actually, like, am not, like, upset that it's a Monday.
Well, this is a Monday. I've been upset just at, like, coming home from dropping off house guests, and my phone is below the red zone. It's like, warning, warning, low battery. I'm like, I got you. I'm
almost shoot. So and then I get mine right and... now. I need a charger. What? I need a charger bad. That just reminded me.
Oh, shoot. Yes, me too, because I got home and I realized they stole my fucking charger.
What?
And it's my only charger. Well, right now, I have the flat thing you set it on.
Yeah, me too. I hate that thing.
It doesn't work very well. And then I don't have an outlet close to where I'm sitting because it's taken up with my computer and whatnot. So I have it plugged into the USB of my laptop, which is even slower. And I'm like, you're lucky I even have that, because I was about to lose my shit. That after they were trying to, like, extend their trip. I'm like, oh, no, you don't do this to me mentally. I had my mind set on freedom tonight.
I'm like, I wish I would have just, like, barged over there and come in to that fun, because I bet that was just a blast. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, man, darn it.
Well, you know.
Next time.
Yeah, because I don't really need my phone for the podcast except for fucking low battery notice again. I wanted to go over the poll results so we don't have to, like, do that on recap night because it takes a while. And I thought, oh, this will be a good time. Let's update everyone on the latest VPRT, our announcement, our poll results. And then tomorrow we can do the episode recap. And then the next day we can do the after show and the Valley recap.
Yes.
So that's the plan, unless my phone dies.
But okay. That sounds good to me.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I usually screenshot all of them, but I didn't this week, unfortunately. But I did do the polls.
I screenshotted them like an hour before they expired so that they'd be fully...
Oh, like, yeah, the results done. Were, yes, yes.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's talk about some of the tea first. The biggest and most exciting tea is that we have a save the date for you guys.
Oh my God. I know.
Clear your calendars for June 22nd because we are having kind of a double little event sitch. And so if you're in the LA area or if you're not, please fly in. Heather.
Yeah, we need, like those of you that fly in, Allie. We need you to fly in. Tiffany. Yeah.
Tiffany, Allie, Heather. Who else has flown in? Talia comes in from Vegas. So, yeah, we need your support. We need your attendance. It's going to be fun. We want to make the most of it.
Like,
so June 22nd.
Kimberly from San Diego. Kimmy from Long Beach. I need both of you there. There's like a trillion people we could mention.
Yeah, yeah.
We will call each of you out because
oh for sure. You Chloe got... and Huntington Beach. There's a few folks in the OC. There's a few folks in the San Diego that have not come out that could.
Yeah, Lo. She'll come, I hope. Okay, so, yeah, you guys, June 22nd, save the date. This is, like, I feel like it's the moment we've been waiting for on this podcast, so this is a call to action for you guys. Please come.
A moment like this.
Please come support us. Like, it would just mean so much, A, to see you, but B, to show that we have a following and that we can, you know, pull something like this off. It would really boost our egos and just make this, like, so much more fun.
You know, Jessica Sings and is like the expert karaoke. We should have her open it up with singing A Moment Like This.
Yes.
Or maybe just you and I should do it, and we can play Justin and Kelly. Who do you want to be?
I'll take Justin. You take Kelly.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like you can really hit those notes. Like, I could back you up a little bit. Ronnie has this, like, her, the last competition is, you know, like, her national, so it's, like, the biggest competition. We've got one more left, and then we're done for this season. But they're doing an open call, like, kind of where, like, you compete head-to-head, like, one-on-one with other people in your age group. And I'm pretty sure that the song that they're going to use is going to be, it's Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. So I've been trying to teach it to Ronnie. Like, today, we were in line somewhere, and I was like... Here's the thing. We started off friends. Ronnie has a hard time with, like, she hears the lyrics differently, that, like, I have to, like, really say them to her, and then she can get it going. But it was so, people in line were probably like, what the hell is that lady telling her kid?
Here's the thing. We started off as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you always, it's always like the end of season, but I feel like it's like, an ongoing.
As soon as I'm like, oh my God, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, we have a couple months off. Then it's like, oh, they just announced now there's a show. Then they do the show. Yeah. It's like, it's, and then it's like at summertime, it's like, oh, now it's the talent. Yeah. It never ends. But for the competition part, like, that is,
that's
nice.
Why we didn't do earlier June, because like, you have like a show or end of season thing, and then I have a work thing. And so, and I'm kind of glad, because while I'm jonesing to do it right now, it's just like, this, we can really plan this out. Well.
I'm just going to like level with you guys. The reason why I'm super happy about it being June 22nd is it's like a really nice little like get healthy goal. Like
time to go to the gym.
Like, it's like a month and a half. Like, you can make something happen in that time for sure. Like, will I do it? I don't know. But like, the opportunity is there.
I may not podcast with you until then, because I might try to find some kind of deserted island just to live on where I only can eat like palm trees or bugs.
I might have my mouth like, what do people do?
Staple shut. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, get jaw surgery, and then it's, like, wired shut for, yeah.
And then I was, like, all upset, because I, like, was looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to probably start my period right at the frickin' show date, and I'm going to be not feeling well. So I'm going to have to, like, Advil up, and don't worry, you guys, though. We are going to just... Sarah and I'm driving to San Diego. I have to get off of this podcast and then message with Sarah. We're going to be brainstorming. We're going to have so many cool things. I mean, can we say what it is, or are we going to tease them?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, so you guys, we are hosting a live podcast recording, and we are hosting a trivia night at Jax's place in Studio City. So it's a,
like,
huge,
like, a live podcast / show, because we have to figure out like the recording part and how that's going to sound, but it's going to be interactive and fun like a show.
Yeah,
but also make it a live podcast, and then roll into VPR trivia night. You know that we are hosting.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking. Well, we'll talk about this after, but I think I solved that. I think I have an idea that will make it work for everyone.
We could also like. Well,
couldn't we just video it and post it on YouTube and everyone can watch there and listen?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, I know some people stream, but honestly, the streams I've watched, it's hard to hear. They're far away. You can't see very well. You definitely can't hear like the people in the audience asking questions. And then there's like technical issues and like the waiting, like a lot of them start and then you're sitting there waiting for it to start for like 20, 30 minutes. So I'd rather not for this time around mess around with the streaming. Plus we want to encourage people to come in person,
yeah,
and then we'll record it for anyone that can't, obviously, and post that later, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I think that's good, and...
Unless we can have Chad stand there and hold the phone up and be on Instagram Live for the whole hour.
Yeah, well, we can bring a tripod.
Tripod, yeah.
Yeah. Chad, yeah, okay. But Chad will be in attendance. He's going to be working the merch table. He is very excited. The girls want to come too, but I have a feeling it's going to get too late into the night and they're going to distract me. So maybe next time if it's like super fun.
Yeah, because we talked about, we'll see how this VPR trivia night goes, but doing it more of an ongoing basis. We talked with Jax is about that. So we'll see. I mean, maybe that'll be a thing. Or we just do another live podcast show somewhere and the girls come. Like maybe we do one in Orange County.
Yeah. I still want to do one at my house. My backyard would be so perfect and so fun. I really think it would be. But yeah, so you guys, June 22nd, please put it on your calendars. Even if you stop by and can't stay the whole time, it would be so awesome. Well, we would love to have you.
It's before your Saturday night activities. It's after your beach activity. So we're going to do the live show podcast at 5 p.m. and then roll into trivia night, VPR focused trivia night, you guys, around 6 p.m.
Yes.
So, you know, think like 5 to 7 p.m. and then you can go to dinner, you can go out, you can go home.
You can come try the beer cheese. Like there's, it really will be so much fun. And you'll get to see us. We're going to have so much going on. And
I want to stay up there. So like afterwards, I can hang out with all of you. Or if we're going to go out somewhere else. I know a lot of times everyone goes to Foxfire and does karaoke. So like I'm going to just plan on staying up there. So I can get up there early and I can stay overnight.
Nice.
So, let's see what they... Are you sure? Oh, she's trying to blame it on Michaela stealing my charger. Pretty sure Michaela's not stealing my charger. She comes over like 3 times a week. Never stole my charger before. hold on. I got a reply to this. Yes, it was by the toaster. Yes, I'm positive. Yes, I am positive. It was by the toast. Oops, wait. No. Coffee maker, you thief.
Do you know what I did today for Ronnie for like a snack that I'd never tried before? I took a tortilla and I put like shredded cheese and shredded chicken in there and I folded that sucker up and I put it in the toaster. It was amazing.
It didn't fall out into the toaster?
No, no, you fold like inward and then you fold it up and it all stays like in there perfectly.
Like a pot sticker kind of thing.
Yeah, like a little...
Or an empanada.
Yeah, it was, like, so easy, and, like, she took off, and it was done. I was like, damn.
Toaster oven? I have a toaster oven. I never have really used.
I've never owned a toaster oven.
Because that's what it's for.
Yeah, yeah.
Reheating things.
And... Yeah. No, I see people use them a lot.
but it's, like, big. You need counter space.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
It's just not something I'll just heat something up in the oven or air fryer or whatever.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Okay. Well, so there's that, you guys. Yay!
So I feel like for so long we've been wanting to do like a live show and we've been like a little nervous about it. Like, where do we host it? How do we do it? So the fact that they actually asked us to do this, we did not ask to do it. We were interested in trivia night and then they asked like, will you please do a podcast? Which it's like, yes, we will. It's time. And I think we're ready. We're excited. And I really hope you guys can come because, you know, it would make it that much better.
Yeah. Okay, I have to.
Never
mind.
I messaged Joe to see if she could do my hair, and she did. She read it but did not reply.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys, I was shocked to learn that Joe had DM'd us a little over a year ago, and I was actually surprised at the message because I feel like we're nice and like standing up for her now. At the time, I thought we had like a weird reaction, so I was surprised at the DM.
Yeah, I think you forget how we were in the beginning. Like I know what you're talking about, and I remember that.
Okay.
But I think when we talked about it, we like played both sides, you know.
Okay. Well, now we stand up for it. Well, I don't know. It's just, it's a very confusing situation, isn't it? It's like one day
yes.
Everyone feels bad and is standing up for her, but then she does something weird with, you know, and then people don't feel bad, but it's like, it's all over the place. And it's, you know, do you believe Schwartz? Do you believe Joe? Do you believe Raquel? Do you believe Sam? It's like, who do you believe?
Yeah. So this weekend, I was like, we found out the news about this whole Jax thing, and I've just been like super hyped. And I told the girls and Chad, you know, I was like, this is a really big opportunity, and I really am excited about this. Like, I want to, like, there's a lot of stuff coming up. Like, this, I need you guys to support me, you know? And so, anyways, the girls wanted to go to the American Girl doll store this weekend in Century City, and I said, okay, fine, but I get to go and try to make a reel about something, you know, Vanderpump Rules. Like, that's, you know, I do something, you do something. So we went up there, and I thought, maybe it would be interesting, you know, like a good reel to be like, look, it's almost open. And there would be some sort of like change or something at something about her. So we pull up. I had to go to the bathroom so bad where it was like
every time
I was like, I will go in an outhouse. Like if I have to go on the side of the street, that's going to have to happen because it was like an emergency. So Chad's like, go into Sir. And I was like, I don't want to go into Sir. And he's like, why not? So I'm like, fine. So I get out of the car. He like pulls up on Robertson. I run in and the girls like they have it all blocked off now. You can't just like walk in. Oh. So I'm like, I'm meeting a friend. I say to her. And so I go beelining in. I go to the bathroom. I make it. And then I'm like, shit, now I have to like walk past her like a liar, you know? And so I did.
Get on your phone and you pretend you're on your phone. You're like, where are you? Here, I'll just come get you. Hold on. And
yeah.
Like, fake a whole scenario.
Damn, I wish I would have thought of that. But no, brunch was very, like, as I was walking through, it's so funny the people that are at Sir, like, truly eating because.
Oh, it was yesterday brunch?
Yeah. Like. Oh. Yeah, yesterday.
Sunday. No, it was a good day.
Yeah. So I, you know, I didn't see, like, I saw no one. So I just kind of was looking at, like, the amount of people and, like, why they were there. And the type of people that are at Sir, it's so funny because everyone is desperately looking for someone, but they all pretend like they're not. So, like, they're sitting there, like, super snooty, you know, and, like, they're acting like they're not looking at who's walking through, but they totally are. It's a funny little vibe in there. So I ran out of there, and then Chad got a spot like right in front of something about her, like right in front of that Ariana rug place. And so I go to like take a reel and I'm like, this is the same reel that I've been taking now for what, 6 months? Like nothing has changed. It looks exactly the same. And I'm like, how am I even going to do a reel? Like here's an update of the same thing that I said 6 months ago. It looks exactly the same.
Right.
So there is no update.
Well, we heard Ariana said May 22nd is not the grand opening, but that could mean that's not their grand opening, you know, where they go and they cut the ribbon and they're there and, you know, there's cameras there. Maybe May 22nd is they actually technically open, like soft opening, kind of like Jax's, and then they're going to have a grand opening once cameras are up.
Yeah.
So you don't think it's still opening May 22nd?
No, I mean, I do. I that comment, I feel like, could mean, like, a couple of different things. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Either they're going to open before that, you know, like, light. I don't know.
I think it means they're going to open, and then they're going to do a grand opening, as most places do, like, a couple weeks later.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that would make sense for filming.
I did see that Chef Penny has a cameo now.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to purchase that for Mother's Day, I don't know.
Did you know Jax like is always like leading the leaderboard of cameos?
Jax is a hustler on Cameo.
So that's how he's making his money.
Yeah. One cameo
he has
at a time.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of something about her, they are not doing anything for World Dog Day.
I mean, I never thought they would.
Yeah. Apparently, Anne will be working at something about her.
And they probably, because they couldn't get a freaking booth. Remember, like, you have to jump through hoops to get anything at World Dog Day. It's very unorganized and weird. So even if they wanted to, they probably couldn't.
When I was looking, because they marketed it so bad, like, I literally went to Vanderpump Dog's website. I went to World Dog Day, and it was always, like, from 2022. It was so outdated. Now, someone has since sent me the actual flyer confirming the date, but then it said, you know, interested in sponsorship or whatever, and it's a different person. It's not that John guy, and I thought, I should email just to see what they say.
Yeah, and?
Because I haven't done it.
Oh, darn.
I'll do it after.
You've been busy. You've been busy.
Yeah, because it was just like a week ago or last week. I will do it, though, just to see, because even if they say, oh, it's too late, I'll be like, well, just for planning purposes, what would it have cost? Because you guys, in the past, we have tried, and that little John guy, what's his name? He had like a name like Love, or he had like the last name of a word. It's not John Cessna. It's the guy that was part of Puppygate.
He's
friends with Teddy.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was all snippy to us and said, is it a Bravo podcast? No, you can't do it. And I'm like, I thought this was a charity. Shouldn't you be taking free money from anybody to have a booth? Like, well, we have to get it sponsored, or make sure it's Bravo okayed. I'm like, it's World Dog Day. What does that have to do with Bravo?
Yeah.
Idiot. So it left a sour taste in our mouth. And then the next year, just no one would ever reply. I think Pandora had taken over, but just never replied. So I'm going to try this new person and just see where it gets us.
Yeah. I'm also kind of glad. I feel like the quote-unquote Bravo podcast has kind of, like, left the arena. Like it's... There's a level playing field now, and it feels much better, because once all those sponsored podcasts kind of went away, a lot of them are still there. It's just...
We chart way higher than the Daily Dish, or we're usually charting ahead of Andy, above Andy.
Yeah.
You know, he's certainly not charting high, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's ahead of us, sometimes we're ahead of him, but whatnot. You know, he's not in the top 10. Sorry, Andy, your Watch What Happens is no Watch What Crappens, which probably kills him. Someone gave me, well, Michaela, obviously, I storied it, you guys, a candle. She was out with her friends thrifting. She found it at like a cute little like boutique. It was a candle with Katie's face on it. You know, like the Catholic candles?
Who the hell thrifted that?
And then it says something about her.
How?
Right? So, thank you for that.
I love that.
I want to say I'll bring it to our live show, but Jax hates Katie, so that might not be a good idea.
But maybe he'd pick it up and start talking.
Or smash it or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Katie, I have, like, been a little shocked lately. Did you see, it was, like, posted in the last day or two, she had a couple dresses on. I was like, I really like those, and also she looks fantastic in them. Normally, her style's like, interesting.
But the thing about Katie that, like, almost sways you, like, with her fashion choices is when she feels really good in something, like, it doesn't matter the outfit that she's wearing, because she's wearing it with such confidence that you're like, oh, like,
yeah.
And that, like, so the reason I say that is this weekend, I also yelled at my family that we need to go to Chili's so I can do the frickin' Chili's thing. And so, like, you think they would all jump at that, you know, be like,
yay.
It's
only for a month, by the way. I found out those cards with their faces on them, it's only going to be there for a month.
Well, shit. Okay, I better hurry up.
So you got to get on it.
But yeah, so as I was like, it'd be really funny is like if I wore something Katie-ish, like something leopard with like a little slip dress over it or something. And I was like, that was part of my problem is like I couldn't get my act together. I couldn't get my script together. So I'm still working on that. But
can you do that and then have Ronnie put like a big gold lame scrunchie and a high pony and go, she can be Sheena?
Yes.
Come on. That's something gold she, you know, she could be wearing.
That's funny. Yes, that is what I will do.
And then videotape it and then tag them both.
She's like, and Ronnie could be like, I got this in the first take.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's perfect. And then Katie's the one who talks about tequila, so it's fine.
And then it's happy hour. They're only $6, so try to go then.
All right, perfect.
Okay. So that's Katie. But yeah, I really like the couple outfits she recently posted in. There's a tan one and a black one.
And I have to say that her and Dana together are like freaking striking, dude. It's like, I love the blonde and the brunette energy, and like they look great together. Like they just photograph very well.
Mm. Yeah. My mama said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say it at all.
I can tell. No.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay, wait.
Is like interesting. They did a little photo shoot and stuff like that, for sure.
I'm interrupting your thought again, but I've been watching your reality show. And god damn, that one, the millionaire guy is so freaking hot.
McBee?
Yes.
Oh, the one that was the so Steven Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people are like, oh, the dad's hot. I'm like, wait till you get to know him. Then you're not going to think he's hot. Yeah, no, I liked Steven on Joe Millionaire.
I mean, he's just, like, very easy to look at. Like, damn.
No, your friend was on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yes.
That is wrapping up. This current season is, I think it's this Thursday is the end. I'm fully invested. Okay, so Ariana, other tea we heard is that she is in for season 12, but she can't film the month of July, probably due to Love Island hosting.
Yeah.
So is she going to be like, okay, they're going to film in June and then she's going to come back in August? Or are they going to delay filming? Who knows? I'm a little worried. I hope they don't delay filming.
Hmm.
Or, I mean, they could start it, like, in May, but I don't think they're not going to start in May, because then Chris, oh, this is the Valley, though. Kristen said her and Luke are going to go and spend a solid month in Colorado, and he's like, oh, or more. She goes, we can't do more because, you know, we only have a month until, you know, let me fill in the spaces till they'd have to film again, right?
Yeah.
So there's that.
Maybe I will run into Kristen in Colorado, because we have decided to do a road trip to Colorado.
Okay.
And I'm like super hyped on it. I need to pick your brain about a bunch of things.
Yeah. And I've since seen a couple other things that I didn't know about that could potentially add to your trip.
Okay.
I think I saw them on like The Bachelor or Farmer.
Yeah.
One of those shows.
Cool.
So Jax unfollows Lori Kay, his publicist, mm-hmm. and dropped her from his representation in his Instagram bio.
Okay.
I kind of want to ask him. What's going on?
I feel like
What's going on?
I feel like it's a fair question. I feel like we're like kind of involved now because, you know, we've had conversations about this with him. So I feel like he would entertain that.
Yeah. Interesting. It's all panning out to be very interesting. Meanwhile, he's with Brittany, photographed at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I got the Ariana thing because it was the year of Scandoval. But this one, I never understood why Lala was invited, though, over like some other people. The Jax and Brittany, it's
okay.
Interesting.
I totally agree with that, and I agree with the sentiment of, like, everybody else online who is, like, screaming, huh? But I also feel bad. Like, I would feel bad if I happened to be invited and was, like, super excited and then reading the comments of everyone going, like, what the hell are those two doing there? This is, ugh. I would just, like,
yeah,
feel so bad.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a media thing. So that people, like Lisa, I think, wasn't she invited by like Variety Magazine or In Touch or something like that? It's not like the White House is saying, you know who we need?
Jackson Brand.
Peter Madrigal. You know, Jax and Brittany. Or Lala Kent. Like, huh?
I was looking for Peter on Sunday. I didn't see him.
I'm a little worried. There have not been any recent sightings. No cameos on the show.
Maybe he'll come to trivia.
In all the years he stepped foot in TomTom, like, once.
Yeah.
He's never been to Schwartz and Sandy's. He does not support, and plus he doesn't like Jax right now. They're not friends anymore.
I wonder if he has a car. I feel like I've always seen him walking.
But didn't you see him walking from the parking garage? Oh no, he would have parked in the alley, and you saw him walking from.
Yeah,
like,
no, he's always busted. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, sorry. Oh my God, my mind is so all. I've like been so excited to podcast that like I feel like I'm jumping all around. But while
hanging out with Jack lately,
yes. While I was leaving Sir and walking to something about her, you know, behind like right behind Sir, that giant building they erected. It's like huge. There's a swimming pool up there. Like, what the hell is that? I need someone to tell me what that is. There was like a bopping party going on up there. There was a lifeguard on duty. Like, I want to go swim there.
Interesting.
Someone get me in.
Okay. I didn't really realize this Jared Lips event, and like we had friends attend, several friends attend. There was Ariana and Logan were there, Jana and Jason, Jesse was there. Gina from OC, but then we had listeners attend. Shout out to you guys that went. I don't know if you want us to name you or not. We probably should have gone to that. I guess I didn't really realize it was going on.
Me neither, because I probably would have, but I literally had no idea it was happening. So yeah. I must not follow him very closely.
Yeah, or the others didn't promote him.
Yeah.
Promote the event or anything, but you know what, I'm not really checking Logan's stories or Jason's or Jesse's, like Janet's sometimes, Ariana's yes, but I don't recall seeing any kind of promo. I don't really follow Gina, but you know who you are, you loyal listeners that report back to us. You should have said, hey, are you guys going? And we could have joined you.
Totally.
So I blame them. Just kidding. So, yeah, there's that. All right. Sandoval posted. So Sandoval's on his tour right now, and he's like Midwest. He was in Minnesota, then he was in Illinois, then like Nebraska. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, he's like, Palm Springs Airport's really cute. I'm like, oh God, he's going to Stagecoach. Well, Raquel's been at Stagecoach all weekend, so I'm really curious to see if there was any kind of run-in.
I know.
I mean, there's a lawsuit, so they can't really speak to each other. But I was listening to her podcast, and I guess that he and his team or whatever responded to her lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that it's not applicable. Because he said, Raquel videotaped herself and sent it to Tom. But she's like, he's lying. She's like, you can see it just by looking at it. It's a FaceTime. I'm in the big picture, and you can see he's in the little square in the corner. It's a live FaceTime. Like, and you would be able to tell if it was like a recording. But that's what they're trying to go with. And then he said, she's just doing this lawsuit to get more fame.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's... I mean, it would be very easily proven or disproven if it was, a screen recording she sent them. They can check cell phone records. I'm sure there's some forensics they can determine if this was, a video or alive. I don't know.
Whole
thing.
Totally.
Let's see. She said this was interesting, and we kind of knew this because that was Tom was like threatening production, saying he was going to walk off unless he had editorial control over that meeting with Raquel. After Scandoval hit and he filmed in her apartment, She said they captured the footage of Sandoval's reaction when Raquel confronted him about filming her without her knowledge or consent, and yet production chose to not air that and to protect him instead. Very shady. She said it was very relevant to the storyline because that's partly when she realized she shouldn't protect Sandoval anymore. And because of that, she felt, obviously she never felt comfortable that she could trust to film with anyone of the cast. She knew, you know, she'd be on her own. But she said she also felt betrayed by production for A, not showing that part. And then while she was telling the truth, she knew production had the power to like cut and manipulate the story to support certain cast members mm-hmm. in the storyline that they want to support, like they just did with Sandoval by not airing that scene. So she didn't feel like she could trust production in addition to the cast. And she had also suspected they try to give Tom a redemption arc or hero edit this season, and they probably would have portrayed Raquel as the, you know, crazy woman. And she said, and she probably was, because she said, I probably would have lost it. She goes, part of my time at the Meadows, they taught her to express anger, and that anger, like expressing anger, can be a healthy emotion. And so she's learning how to, like, you know, let it out. And so she said she probably would have done that had she filmed.
Yeah.
So she knew that they would probably paint her as the angry, crazy woman. Interesting perspectives here. Points.
I mean, I, you know, like, I have my feelings on if, like, I wish she would have come back or yeah. not, like, whatever. But I kind of, like, pat her on the back a little for, I don't know if I could have, like, as quickly made those decisions. Like, she made a pretty good choice to protect herself. I might have, you know, made the wrong choice there and gone back or something. I don't
and
know.
And risky, you know, walking away from the paycheck.
Yeah.
Walking away from the, you know, the fame or the stepping stone that you probably, the platform, you know, you would have.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Risky, if nothing else, definitely risky.
Yeah.
And you know what? The whole, she's just doing this to be famous. It's like the, every single cast member on the show is there to be famous.
So yeah, none of you will walk away.
Even if that's a true statement, I don't think she's suing to be famous, but even if she is and that's a true statement, how is that any worse than you, Sandoval? You're doing everything to
yes.
be famous.
Yes,
you are thriving in this limelight. So that's that. Kristen's show, The Goat, starts on Amazon Prime or Freevee on May 9th.
Ooh, okay.
This Wednesday, we have the Dance Moms reunion.
Oh my God, I freaking can't wait.
And then I think, when's May 5th? Is that like Sunday or something? That's Jersey.
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Nice.
Jersey. We have to finish Vanderpump Villa, and we'll Patreon on that, you guys. And someone asked me if I'm going to watch the Gordon Ramsay versus Lisa Vanderpump cooking show.
What the hell?
I hadn't planned on it, but I happened to see a preview of it. And, you know, I do love Top Chef. And I used to always watch Gordon Ramsay's show. He just has so many. I'm like, I can't deal with it. Or they're on, like, every night. I'm just like, but I might watch it because it is kind of in my genre. And we'll see. I think that starts later in May.
Nice.
So there's a lot coming up, you guys. The Goat. I don't know. Kristen and Luke were raving about it, saying it was really good. I was just telling my sister yesterday about the ad, because the Dance Moms reunion commercial came on. And she's like, does that lady still teach? And, you know, I'm like, yes. I go, actually, I just met her. She's like, oh, she was really happy. I go, she was actually terrifying and kind of put me in my place. She's like, oh, then I like her. I'm like, what? She's like, what mother would put their child through that? And then she decided she liked her because I told her Abby Lee, like, put me in my place.
That's
like
funny.
Like, she snapped her fingers in my face and told me what to do. And I'm like, listen, lady.
Yeah, it's the second time, like, I have interacted with her, and the one time I had to yell at her to make her do what I wanted to do. And then the next time, yeah, I just like got a picture with her, and that was scary too.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay, let me get to my tea. I have a couple of little things. Someone messaged me that Laura Lee tagged Vanderpump Villa in her latest photo.
Oh, that would be amazing if she was on season two.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
So I'm just like putting that into the universe. Well, like, please.
You know what, though? So Faith, did you see that in our group that people have been messaging Faith saying they're like from casting of Vanderpump Villa? And she's like, y'all are trolling me. She's like, I've gotten like 70 texts or something about like Faith being on Vanderpump Villa. So I wonder if it's the same kind of thing.
Maybe.
I would love that. Laura Lee and Faith.
Why did I take a picture? Oh, so there was like a lot of collisions that happened at Stagecoach. Raquel and Sandoval were there at the same time. James and Allie. But Sheena. Also Sheena. And you know who else was there? Was Rob. Rob was there. So lots of...
I think Lala got confused and thought she was going to like a space festival. Like, what the fuck? She's in a silver LeMay Martian outfit for Stagecoach.
I thought she looked like freaking Driving Miss Daisy with a cowboy hat on.
With the giant glasses, like the thick glasses. Are you talking about the silver outfit or are you talking about the thong?
Not the thong. I'm talking about the next weekend when she was wearing like the headscarf with a hat, with a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
And then so Friday or Saturday she had a thong with like a fringe belt over it. And then Saturday, she's just dressed in, like, a silver Martian outfit. And I'm like, I don't quite get the correlation to Stagecoach. I feel like Stagecoach has now been ruined. Then I saw a picture of Post Malone with Sheena, but died.
And I'm pretty sure that Allie and Sheena wore the same pretty little thing, like, denim outfit. But I'm not sure...
James was fun, though, watching his video because Diplo came on. He's like, James Kennedy. And James is like, oh, my God, Diplo knows my name. Like, that was cute.
It was.
So.
And it was cute this weekend seeing him DJ with Maddie Reese. Yeah, they did, that would be fun to see because you're seeing two of them, you know?
That's huge for her.
Yeah.
Good for them.
There was like an Us Weekly article where Jax is bringing in some like potted flowers into his bar, and it says Jax Cartwright had his hands full when he brought white orchids to his bar, Jax's Studio City.
Jax Cartwright?
Jax Cartwright.
Who's the author?
It was a big magazine. Watch, I'm gonna send you this. That's hilarious.
We could send that to him and be like, LOL.
Jax Cartwright.
That's amazing.
Okay. So after I had my failed attempt at a reel at something about her. And by the way, like just a little note to Katie and Ariana, you guys really need to like dust that building because for me to peek into the window, like my fingers got so dirty because there's like an inch of dust on it.
Oh.
And it was so funny, just like at Sir, how everyone was acting like they were just there just to eat because the food is so amazing. People were walking by something about her and acting like they weren't looking for what it was when they would do exactly what I was doing, which was looking in the window. So
because there's no sign.
There's no sign. No.
So they're also wondering, is that it? Is that it? I don't know. Is that it? But whereas you know.
Yeah. So we took off down the street, down Santa Monica Boulevard, past Tom, because I wanted to like peek in. And then as we were going, Chad was like, oh, I've kind of always wanted to stop there. And, like, I think I was looking at my video, so I wasn't even, like, looking out the window anymore. And I look up, and he's talking about freaking Pup in a Cup, or what is it called? Pup in a...
Oh, you know, the hot dog thing?
Yes!
And yeah, that's what Mary Madden said. She's like, how could you guys miss it? It's literally right there.
Yeah, tail of the... I'm like, pull over! So he pulls over, so I got a reel there, too. And the first thing I did, there was, like, a girl who was working there who was not pleased that I was happy to see it. So I'm like, do you guys have a cheese on a stick? Like, I just want a frickin'... I don't want a hot dog on a stick. I want cheese on a stick. And she's like, she's like, no, we don't have that. And I was like,
I know, because it's not on their menu. So that was a whole lie. That was a fake scene.
So what the hell? So Chad's like, well, Chad's like, Lisa probably called and had them make that special for Lala. And I said, Lisa doesn't have that power. Like, there's no way. Lisa's not.
They tried to make it be like hot dog on a stick, and it's not.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what I was looking for on their menu, because that's what I would order.
So, see, this is the type of hard-hitting journalism we bring you guys. There is no cheese on a stick there.
This is, well, unfortunately, Lala doesn't read her DMs, especially if you don't have a blue check mark.
Yeah.
But this is, like, something we really need to get to. You know what? They do, I think, read, like, listener mail on Mondays. I'm going to write that question in, like, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? How did she get that? And what do we have to say? Is there like a, is it like a secret menu? Like, what do we
need to talk to Jerry or Alex? How high up do we need to go about this?
So then I was making Chad follow me. Like, I did like the motion, like, come with me. And then I ran up to Tail of the Pup, you know, to like show everybody what it was. And then the girl was, she had like Joe energy, and she was like ducking, and she's like, sorry, sorry, sorry. I thought she was going to say no filming, but she's like, I can't, I don't want to be in any filming. So I'm going to hide. So do that again, but I'll hide this time. So
she's a worker.
Yes.
Dude, she's like running from something.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, she's probably on parole or something.
Parole, or like she jumped parole, or she's in the witness protection program.
I know.
She's like, ran away from an abusive situation, so something like that.
Totally.
And that's so sad.
But so many people were taking video, like, every, it's like, you know, it's a giant hot dog.
Or she
stand.
Doesn't want anyone to know she works there.
Yeah. It's like, Chad's like, you can't work at like a tourist trap and not want to be on fit. Like, it's kind of bizarre. Like, and it's like out open on the street, you know?
Are we at the point where we need to have people sign a release because we're like a public figure?
Yeah.
But you didn't go on the tiki bar part. That's really what I want to do.
No, I went, but I did walk all the way through, like, to, because I was looking for it, like, to see if there was a freaking, like, secret cheese on a stick area. I was like, where
but
is...
did you see the pickle thing that you opened up to lead you into the tiki bar?
I don't know.
You know
what
I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't, like, I was too distracted.
Wow. You guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to Tale of the Pup website, they have, so it's like a giant pickle barrel, and there's a secret compartment on the pickle barrel that you open, and then you press this button, and it opens up this Scooby-Doo trap door and leads you into this, like, underground tiki bar, and that's amazing. And so that's really the magic of Tale of the Pup, especially now that they don't have the cheese corn dog. Come on.
Yeah, there was like no magic happening this day. I was the only one there.
It's really bizarre because Joe ordered the right thing. Like, she ordered their staple, like, what is it called? Like the 1942 dog?
Like, yeah.
I remember that in the scene. Huh. This mystery.
Yeah.
He's getting bigger and bigger.
But yeah, it was exciting to see. And I was like, well, this really is convenient for filming because it's right in their little area. So it all makes sense.
Yeah. They probably didn't even need to put up more public notices. It probably covered that whole.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Do you have any more tea or should we cover the poll results?
Let's cover the poll results.
See, this stupid thing that I've had my phone sitting on this whole time we've been talking, which is 48 minutes.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry.
It's still in the red zone.
I do have one more thing. Mm-hmm. So today, like, some news leaked that Raquel is dating this new dude. And they you know, they released his name as being Matthew Dunn. So I immediately, like, went to her page, went to Dunn, found him, went through his Instagram. And I'd say within like 5 minutes after that, his account was locked up. So
did you add him?
I did not.
Bummer.
I mean, he has like 100 followers or something. It would be weird.
Oh shit! I'll do it.
That's not true. He has 586, but still.
Oh.
I think he quickly felt the pull of the Vanderpump fans and locked that up.
Yeah, smart. Okay, well, that's exciting. Good for her.
Yeah.
Was he at Stagecoach with her?
I did not see him, but...
She posted it with a dude.
No, that wasn't him, but like two weekends ago or whatever, when she was off-roading, that was him.
Okay. She had some cute outfits.
She looked cute, yeah.
Okay, so poll results. Whose side are you on? Kristen and Luke or Michelle and Jesse? Kristen and Luke take it at 76%. Landslide!
I voted for them, yes.
Do you believe Michelle has been cheating on Jesse? 94% said yes.
Yes.
Who's your favorite couple on the Valley? I left Nia and Danny off the list to avoid a landslide, because come on. They did that on Watch What Happens Live, and it's like, why even bother putting them on there? So instead, Janet and Jason won at 53%.
They did?
Yep, with Luke and Kristen coming in second at 31%. Jax and Brittany coming in third at 12%, and then Jesse and Michelle last at 4%.
When I voted, it was a little closer than that. Like, I don't think Janet and Jason were in the lead.
I think I voted for Jax and Brittany.
I voted for Jax and Brittany. So we make up that 12%.
Did Jax use the word superfluous on a podcast, as LVP claims? A little surprised at 30% of you that said yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
And 70% said, no way, he knows that word.
Yeah, I said no way.
Okay, who is the messiest? Jax, Kristen, Janet, or Jesse? Jax got this one at 48%. Jax hasn't really been messy on this show, though, yet.
I forget who I voted for on this one, but it wasn't Janet, and it wasn't Kristen, I don't think. I don't know.
Kristen came in at second at 33%, Janet at 9%, and Jesse at 10%. It's interesting. Someone told me, they're like, it'll be interesting to see if you post this same question at the end of the season and see if that answer changes.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to believe that we're going to see Janet get a whole lot messier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just leave it at that. So it was Jax, Kristen, then Jesse, then Janet is the order.
Huh.
Who knows the most secrets about this friend group?
Kristen.
Jax, Janet, or Zach? Yeah, Kristen won it at a landslide of 55%. Kristen did talk about that on her podcast with Luke. Someone, you know, asked a question, you know, like, are you friends with Michelle? And they're, what did you think about Jesse saying you were irrelevant and he's going to run you out of the group? She started laughing. She's like, oh, that's cute. She's like, honey, I started this group, so good luck with that. And she goes, also, it's reality 101 that anytime you try to isolate someone, they come back stronger and more popular than ever. So I was like, laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, Kristen won the Who Knows the Most Secrets at 55%, then Zach at 19%. Janet at 14, Jax at 12. I would have definitely ranked Janet higher. I think I'd voted for Janet on that one.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Who would you trust the most with a personal secret? Kristen, Janet, Jax, Jasmine.
I put Jasmine.
Yeah, she won at 70%. Then Janet at 20. Then Kristen at 9 and Jax at 1%. Thanks, Jax, for participating. No, even Jax knows he can't be trusted. He said it on the episode. He's like, she's right. Brittany shouldn't trust me. Okay, who's most likely to call a news outlet or blogger, etc., to spill cast secrets? Kristen, Jax, Zach, Janet.
What was the question one more time?
Who's most likely to call a news outlet or blogger, you know, like TMZ or Page Six, to spill cast secrets?
Oh, I was surprised. Okay, who won on this one?
Jax at 63%.
I voted Janet.
I know. It's because then it was Kristen at 21%, then Zach at 9%, then Janet. I definitely would say Zach or Janet because it's always the adjacents.
Yes.
It's never the main cast. They don't call it on themselves.
And then there's certain people who just stay, like, up on it. Like, I just, like, yeah, they know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, Janet's very good at pulling information out. You saw she got what she got out of Jasmine.
Yeah. Oh, I took notes on that one. That was good.
Do you think LVP should have reached out when Jax and Brittany had Cruz? No, she owes them nothing? Or yes, it would be a nice gesture?
I said yes, it would be a nice gesture.
Yeah, so did 74% of you.
Yes.
Should Katie hold a grudge against Brittany for not attending Stassi's wedding? Yes or no, that's Stassi's beef.
No, that's Stassi's beef.
82% of you agreed.
Yes.
No. Do you think it bugs Jax and Brock when their wives make more money than they do?
Yes.
Yes, 92% said yes. Are you into Schwartz's blonde hair? Yes, I love it. No, I agree with Katie.
I forget. I must have put yes. Like, I said yes in the moment, like on your last poll, but now I feel like I'm a no.
Yeah, 90% said no, I agree with Katie.
Yeah.
Who do you think Tori digs more, Katie or Schwartz?
Katie.
68% said Katie. What would you order, espresso martini or gin and juice? I know your answer.
Yeah, gin and juice. Actually, when I read what was in that cocktail, I mean, I thought he literally ordered a gin and juice, but
Oh, that was just the name of the cocktail?
Yes. And it actually
wasn't like a legit gin and juice.
No, and it looked like I think we would like it.
I got this canned drink from Salt, and it was because normally I do vodka, but if you do gin or like a nice gin like Hendrick's or something, but this was gin, cucumber, lime, and seltzer. It was delicious. For a canned drink.
Nice.
66% said espresso martini.
Oh,
just get a real one, don't get the Chili's one. Are the Toms having a midlife crisis, or are they just typical L.A. douches?
I put typical L.A. douches.
So did 66%.
And I don't know about... Yeah, I think so.
Do you think karma pushed Sandoval off the tattoo stool?
Yes.
89% of you said yes. Do you wear terry cloth?
Only when gardening.
13% yes whenever possible. 87% said no unless I'm gardening. The funny thing was my sister brought Leighton some clothes, and one of them was a little yellow terry cloth romper. Oh. I'm like, oh my god, we were just talking about that.
That's so funny.
Do you believe LVP had no idea Jax was doing an event at Sur that day?
No.
Of course. 89% of you are not missing a beat.
Yes.
You voted no as well.
LVP is not tricking us.
Do you think LVP is just a prop at this point on the show?
Yes.
Yes. 80% said yes, she's superfluous.
Poor Lisa.
If Sandoval ever talks to Rachel again, should he tell her Hippie says hi? 68% said no.
I think I said yes.
I think I said yes, too. Do you think Sheena was 100 times more reactive to Scandival and Tom than Ariana was?
I forget what were your exact choices here. Yes or no?
Yes or no. I think I would say, like, obviously, when Ariana was activated, she was on it, like, 1,000%.
But for this season, yeah. It's Sheena.
Yeah, because she's been, yes, emotional over everything.
Yes, yes. So I think I said yes.
Yeah, 76% said yes.
Okay.
Is it mean that Pandora invites all the other Vander babies to her kid's birthday except for Cruz? Yes, rude. No, that's fine.
I think I said it's rude.
Yeah, 60% said rude, 40% said, no, that's fine.
I wonder if she saw that poll question.
Jana and Sheena have shared a few, oh my God, I cannot believe you guys. Do you not, you guys need to listen to our podcast more often, please. Because you all got this so wrong. It's very upsetting to me. Jana and Sheena have shared a few men romantically. Of this list, who haven't they both hooked up with? And by hooked up, this could mean kissing, making out, or sex.
Okay.
Jason Caperna, Janet's husband, John Mayer, Rob Valletta, Shep Rose.
I put Rob Valletta. Is that wrong?
You are correct.
Oh, thank God.
You are correct.
Thank God.
The Superfan badge of the week. Thank God. The people, okay, of this who haven't. Okay, well, I guess the people technically got it right, but not by a lot. They said Shep Rose, 36%. Yes. No. You got it wrong. You all got it wrong. The least, actually, Jason Caperna and Rob Valletta tied at 16%, which is, but no, Sheena, I think even had sex or hooked up with Jason, Janet's husband, before Jason and Janet met. Sheena and Janet both had sex with John Mayer. Sheena has made out with Shep, and Janet hooked up. I'm not sure the full capacity if it was sex, kissing, makeout, but definitely there was a hookup. So the only one that they both have not hooked up with in any capacity is Rob Valletta, and y'all got it wrong. Okay, you all voted Shep Rose as like they definitely as like
they were definitely boning,
but they said Shep. No, no one touched Shep. It's like no, they both did. In fact, that was part of the friendship breakup with Sheena and Janet. There was other elements of the, but this was like one of the digs that like there was like a few nails in the coffin, and this was one of them because Sheena had hooked up with Shep, but like made out. And so when Sheena was single at Jackson Brittany's wedding, she knew Shep was coming, and she's like, oh, maybe we'll finally consummate our blah, blah, blah. And Janet, who was Sheena's plus one, Janet was only at that wedding as Sheena's guest. Who knew this, like, went after him or hooked up with him. I don't know. Sorry, Jan, if you're listening. I'm just reporting what was, you know, said publicly on podcasts. So, or told. You know, it's a long time ago. They're friends again. Doesn't matter. Who cares? But, yeah, it was not Rob, you guys.
And, Rob.
But yeah, I didn't know that Sheena had hooked up with Jason. That one surprised me.
Yeah.
During single Sheena era. Okay, who would be Scary Spice, Lala or Sheena?
I think I said Lala.
Yeah, sorry, Sheena. Lala won by 73%. You know, because at James, as Sheena said, I'm Scary Spice.
Yeah.
Who should be Sporty Spice? 72% said Sheena.
Yeah, that's I said her. Yeah, Sheena.
So, Sheena, sorry. Did you know you can call people on Instagram?
Yes, I did, because I've done it by accident before.
Interesting side note, I asked some people like millennial and Gen Z-ish age, and I got no. I'm like, okay. So I don't feel so bad. It was a 40% said, only 40% knew, yes. 60% of people did not know. So Jax, you are not, you know, you're normal. You're 60% normal.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us, okay? Even people younger than you. But good for you, Holly. You're in the know. That doesn't surprise me. Do you believe in real life mermaids?
Yes.
Yeah, 81% of you said no. Like, that, hello?
That made me so sad when I saw that. It's like, it just makes me sad.
Come Did on. No one see Splash?
Come on, people.
Daryl Hannah, hello. Do you think Michelle delayed her divorce so she could be on the Valley?
100.
I believe 100. I've gotten DMs, people saying the same thing. 92% said yes. She was just on Britney's podcast on Thursday or Friday. And she's like, no, back then, Jesse and I were fine. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think this, we found out about this, you know. And then you got back together. Interesting coincidence. You wouldn't have been on the show. You are not charismatic or dynamic enough to be the single person on the, not that everybody is. We haven't, you know, I'm still waiting for some people to, like, make their presence a little more visible.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the cast goes. But, no, they needed her as one of the couples. So, anyways. Steak or salmon? Well, we know our answer.
Steak.
72% said steak.
That made me happy to see that, too.
This was, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's the dinner they went to after the balding Mondrian Skybar Jax thing. They went into the conference room to have their fancy dinner of steak or salmon. It's like, you know, the bad wedding rehearsal reception dinner. That's what that was. Do you think Jesse knows Michelle has cheated?
Yes.
91% of you said yes. Should Michelle be irritated with Jesse for being too quiet?
No.
Yeah, 76% said no. Like, he couldn't win. Again, no big Jesse fan, but he couldn't, you know. She's telling him, be quiet, shut up. Why aren't you talking? You're too quiet. Like, come on. Worry about yourself, lady.
Yeah.
Because you got something to worry about. Okay, that's it.
Woo.
Yeah.
I think the reason why I'm having such a good Monday is because I know that tomorrow is just going to be on and popping, and I can't wait.
Tomorrow is the penultimate to the finale. I don't know why it's called that, but it's like the show before the finale.
Okay.
Penultimate. So, it's exciting.
I know we said that we were going to go live, but...
No. I was thinking about that. I'm like, shit. I'm like, I got to practice this shit. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. So, we're still working on it, you guys.
Let's shoot for a practice run of some sort this week.
Do you know that, you know what, I need you guys to all become subscribers of our YouTube. Go to Vanderpump Rules Party and just subscribe, because you have to have 50 subscribers to go live, and we have 52, and it's still not letting me go live. So if we can just maybe get like 10 more, maybe that would help.
It's free, right?
Yeah, you just hit the button.
I just don't have an account. Every time I try to do that,
just go on your
sign up.
Yeah, just go. Yeah, just use a Google account. Don't use Vanderpump Party though, because that is the account.
Yeah. Does it have to be a Google account?
No, it's just easy if you do that.
Okay, because I just don't have that one on my phone.
You might want to get one. You might want to get one set up though, because, and then we can test.
I have one.
Okay, okay. And then we can test it, you know.
Yeah, I think I'll just set up a whole different account, because I have Google on my Google Mail on my phone, but it's tied to my work account, and I don't want.
And then like another fun thing, or another way we could do it, is just doing Instagram Live, because we can both toggle in on that. Which that might work too. And then someone messaged us about, I forget what it is, StreamYard or something. So I'm testing that as well. So we are working on it, you guys. So stay tuned. We'll announce when that's going to happen so you guys can jump on.
Yeah, we just need to get into the YouTube part of it because people are asking, and I'm feeling a little archaic at this point. And so we need to do it anyway. So let's just you guys go subscribe. You do your part, and then we'll work on our part. And if we have to do an Instagram Live in the meantime, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But we will be hitting YouTube, and we're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we'll talk to you guys super soon.
Bye.
Bye.